Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
JP Show at Roger and JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Like and follow us. And you make comments during the show. And, of course, you can call anytime, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
So what did it stem from? She had a tick. She, like, sent a TikTok link, but her name was different.
She was very nice yesterday. We were having that discussion about different types of talk groups. What do they refer to, Monica?
Yeah, like music talk and, porn talk. And, yeah, you wanted to know if there was porn talk.
Right, so you were very nice yesterday and sent a link from your TikTok account to us in a text talking about music talk. You said it's pretty close to heavy metal. You guys might enjoy it. You click the link, and there's a guy talking about latest rock songs, but it's from Monica's account. And then when you take a look at Monica's name, do you mind if I give the name or no?
I don't care. Whatever.
So it says Torin Tampa.
Tor in Tampa.
Tor in Tampa. I'm like, who's...
Tor.
Who's Tor? Are you Tori? Torin?
Tor. Who are you?
Who I'm are Tor. You?
Is he? Monifa?
I was Tor. I long time.
Why were you Tor?
Okay, so it's so.
Listen,
long
it's, not a, that's not a, it's not. Honestly, it's a good question because we've never called you Tor, Tori, Tor anything.
Nothing from.
And we've never heard of it before.
There's no T O R anywhere near Monica.
Well,
or your last name.
My ex used to, when we were dating him in the beginning, he would just call me anything that started with Mon. So, like, it rarely was Monica. It was usually, like, mononucleosis or, you know, like, you name anything that started. Actually, for about 2 to 3 years, I was Monster. Like, that's what he called me.
There's that funny that you fell in love with?
There he is.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. For
so
two
charming.
To 3 years, basically, when we lived in South Carolina, he called me Monster. I had cards that said, you know, Monster and, like, everything.
Oh, it's cute.
Always Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Tampa, and I don't know how, like I said, anything that started with Mon, that's what he did. Well, he started with Monitor, and like monitor from the computer or whatever, and then turned into Monitor, and then he dropped the Mona, and I was Tor. And I was Tor for ever.
And so your friends called you Tor?
Uh-huh. My friends, everybody called me Tor, and when I got introduced to new people, it was like, hey, this is Tor. This is my girlfriend, Tor, or whatever. And then, so people didn't know my name was Monica. Like, they literally,
right.
Like, I remember it was one specific time.
Why didn't you fix it?
He called me Tor. That was just who I was. I don't know. It was.
But when you said, he said, this is my wife, Tor. Did they say, oh, what, is it Tori? Is it short for something? And what did you say? It's short for Monitor?
Yeah. Is what I would
no,
say.
No, you didn't.
Why
truth.
Would you say that?
Because it's what he called me. Like, it was a very. Like,
so you explained the whole thing truthfully.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no need to lie. I was like, well, he called me Monitor, and you just shortened it to Tor.
If anybody tried to just throw a nickname at you now, you would, I think, my impression would be like, no, my name is Monica.
Well,
why did this guy get away with it?
It was I told you a million times before, I was way too in love. I should have never
overheels in love.
Been that in love. It's not healthy. You got to have some common sense about you, and I didn't. So, but also, I don't see anything. I right now don't see anything wrong with it.
It's
I
harmless.
Really don't. Like, I think it's cute.
And Monica, there's a million things. There's a million things that come up in the show where we look at you with side eye, and you don't think there's anything wrong with it. So this would be just added to the list.
I was Tor. So literally for years and years and years, I was Tor until basically I got divorced. Yeah, it would be Tor. And any notes he left me, anything Tor.
Yeah.
Cards, whatever.
What did the divorce? I bet you the divorce papers said Monica on them.
Yeah, they did.
Monica right. gets nothing. Yeah. That's the right name, right?
Bet your ass.
There is no Tor Yeesh. Involved there, but yeah.
Right.
And then
TikTok isn't old. Like, it wasn't around when you were married.
No.
Right. That's a good question. Why
so
did you go back to Tor?
Are you Tor on TikTok?
I signed up with my generic email that I use for everything. Like, for, you know, when you sign up to get a month free of this or what, whenever it's like a generic email, I use the generic email address. And that just, and this was, as you see on the year there, this was forever ago. So I just, you know.
How forever ago could it have been? How long is TikTok around?
No. When I signed up for it, I just used my generic email, which has, the email itself has been around since 2002.
That the Witness Protection Program gave you to use?
Right.
As you keep running?
Tor in Tampa at usgov.net.
No. Right. Not the WPP.
Yes. Oh, is that what it's called?
You know me. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right on that. Interesting. It's nice hiding right out in the open on the radio. It's good. That way nobody will ever think to look here.
Right.
That girl, Monica, that can't possibly be Tor. She fooled us. She fooled us once again.
How clever.
You guys don't have nicknames?
It would be great to find out that our ex-husband is El Chapo.
Oh, no.
That is not racist.
Why is that?
His wife is in the news. That's just, it's actually current events. That you could possibly be his wife.
Well, my ex is Polish, like 1,000% Polish. Like, both parents are from Polish.
This is racist. That's your first mistake.
What?
Marrying the Polish guy.
Why does it matter they're Polish?
This is racist. At least you warned me. Yeah, no. Hey, listen, you guys don't have nicknames that people called you back in the day, and then you just forgot about them, and it's just, you know what I mean? Like, we all have old school nicknames.
Yeah, mine was JP.
Ta-da! Wow! That's crazy!
You should do something with that.
I think I should. I might be able to turn that into something. Whoa. Make a couple of bucks.
I had the worst nickname in high school because of basketball. I think I told you this. It was Deuce. Hey, Deuce, what's up?
Wait, is it because of poop?
Because of basketball. But no, and at the time, nobody called poop a deuce at the time, so it wasn't a big deal. But we didn't know the real meaning of the Kiss song about he's worth a deuce either. And, you know, once in a while, my buddies would say douche, and it's funny. But, yeah, it was I'd shoot, and they go, deuce, instead of three, because I was inside the three. But,
right.
Oh, hey, Roger's worth a deuce. Hit the shot, Roger.
So, hit it. I haven't been called that hardly since high school. And then.
You are now.
I'm in touch with my buddies from high school much more in the last year or two. And my buddy Mike, who lives up in Maine, calls me, and he's like, "Hey, Deuce, what's up?" I'm like, "Oh my god, I can't get used to this.
See?
It's been
That's
forever."
Same thing. Because I'm still friends with only two or three people that knew me from there, and if they called me Tor, it would be completely fine because they knew me as Tor. Like, it's just a thing. We all have old school nicknames.
We don't all have old school nicknames.
I don't think I do.
What's wrong,
Brett? You weren't
that?
Anything
Mm-mm.
back then.
Mm-mm.
You
are just Brett.
You
are
be nice. Nothing like that?
Maybe Smooth B when Nice and Smooth were popular. They were a rap duo for a moment.
You aren't B Nasty?
No. So I was very nice and friendly.
You have the ultimate possibility nickname with Brett.
B Naughty?
Yeah.
Naughty B?
Cardi B? I was before my time.
Naughty B was Cardi's uncle.
That's right. He was hanging out on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, yo, he's so naughty. What are you doing over there? I said, leave my uncle alone, okay?
I saw her do a real quote, real live, and go, at the end. All I think of is Brett.
I saw some video with, what's her husband's name or whatever, Offset, and he's being like, cute dad moment. All I'm thinking, and like she's talking in the background, I'm like, he's got to be thinking of an escape route.
Shut up.
Like, he's got to be thinking of a way out. He wants to take that kid and get out of there, because the more she talks, the more I'd want to jump off a roof.
Oh my god.
He know where the WAP bread is buttered at.
The WAP bread?
Yeah.
Kurt's on line one. Hey, Kurt, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't understand Tor. I don't get that at all. Are you sure it wasn't Boar?
I see what you did there.
That was really good.
No, it wasn't. Well, I can feel
no,
it.
I mean,
no, it comes from Monitor, not Monobore. So. Yeah.
Well, right,
thanks, Kurt. Thanks for calling, Kurt. Thanks.
Glad you like Boar.
Yeah.
You blew it!
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, you guys!
All you can hope is that his friends are listening, and they're like, "Dude, was that you called in that bad joke? Was that you?"
No, what happened was he got off the phone, and they all because they can't, they maybe they didn't hear it right away because it's 30 seconds, and he hung up, and he goes, "Yeah, I said it," and then they all high fived. "Yeah, you did. You said it. That was good." And they all just high fiving each other right now, and it made his day. And if I'm here for that, if I can make that happen,
You're good.
Good for you, Kurt.
You're doing just always doing nice things for people. That's what it is.
You're
a kind person.
Yeah. Who's on phones today?
That is Mr. Plarianne.
Hi, Plarianne. It's amazing.
Hey, Plarianne.
It's amazing how on certain days of the week we get phone calls in the first two segments and some days we don't.
It's weird.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, yesterday was a quiet day in the
sure
first
was.
hour and 20 minutes or so. It's weird. I was going to ask if the phones were out, actually, but I guess they weren't.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe it was the day people just were busy at work and they didn't have time to call.
Thanks for doing what you do, Plarianne. We appreciate it.
Very
He's
good.
He's on the phone right now. Otherwise, he'd probably answer you. Look at that.
See that?
Wow. So busy.
So busy.
That's crazy. He can never come to the microphone because he's always on the phone with listeners serving the customer.
Mm-hmm. There he is. Look at him. Thank you. They're just thanking you, Plarianne.
That's amazing.
Hey, Bo, on line one. What's going on, Bo?
High school nicknames. I had the nightmare.
What?
My last name is Erdman, Zeke. Well, my last name is Erdman. You can only imagine.
So Nerdman?
Yeah, Turdman.
Turdman.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, next time they call you Deuce, just say the Deuce is on the loose.
They have to say it all the time. The Deuce is on the loose. Absolutely right.
That's true. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Were you there, Bo? Oh,
no, but I was
Xavier High School, class of 81.
I was
81.
That's great.
Come on, Bo. That's it. Yeah, Deuce is on the loose. That's right. Thanks, buddy.
So, Turdman. What would, because this I got to hear, what actions would you be doing that would elicit the response from your friends or teammates that Deuce is on the loose?
Like I hit like 3 2-pointers in a row on three trips down the court, and I'd be running back like, the Deuce is on the loose.
Deuce
and
they'd be
like, Deuce. Yeah, that's it.
Deuce.
They could
deuce.
Just call you Deuce Loose?
No.
Loose Deuce?
No. No.
Deucey, Lucy,
I'm on
Deucey,
to
Deucey.
Something there, Brett. You know I'm on to something. We got production to do. JP and the Loose Deuce. Middays on the bone. Sorry. With Deuce, you cannot get first billing.
Why? It could be the Deuce and the Douche.
No.
How about that?
No.
No. Come on, that's a great one.
Loose Deuce. Loose Deuce is good.
Yeah, that's probably, I totally forgot about that phrase, but I don't think there's any other way, because it was all, you know, basketball based, so that's what it was. But even at the lunch table, it's like, hey, Deuce, what's up? That's what we were cool.
We have to, you guys, JP and Brett are boring, Roger. At least we had nicknames.
Yeah, at least we had nicknames, right.
Good for you.
Spend right. The day and call each other by our nicknames. I'm calling you Deuce for the rest of the day, Roger.
Is that what you're going to do? Yeah. Okay, Tor.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, my God, it's so weird. I have not heard
it's
that
It's so weird to hear Tor.
Ever, yeah.
Monitor.
It's so weird. Stop it.
Brett, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear lose Deuce?
Diarrhea, cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. Yeah. All right.
What else if you don't think of that?
So we're all on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think we need to move forward with it.
I'm in. Deuce.
Yes?
Deuce is loose. Lucy, Deuce. It's a Lucy, Deucey.
Roger's here.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Nice.
You think you know a guy after 21 years. What else don't I know about you, Raj?
No, I definitely mentioned that in the past, but you didn't like pick up on it the same way for some reason. I don't know what discussion it was, but I don't even think it was that long ago. It wasn't that long ago.
I think you might be high. Mm-hmm. I've never heard you call Deuce or refer to yourself as Deuce or say, tell me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't refer to myself.
Or tell me that there was a nickname named Deuce.
Yeah. I told that exact story about it was basketball, but we were probably doing something else and you were thinking about something else and didn't even hear me.
Chances are I was playing words with friends.
It could be. With your high school friend like Rob or something. Or Roger and JP. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Here's Kiss Deuce.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.